Hey friends, it's May 18th. Welcome to Pray Today. We have spent time this last week or so in Matthew chapter 5, the part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus preached, and he preached about so many different topics. And one of the most uncomfortable topics that he preached about is in 5:27 to 5:30 of Matthew. And he talks about adultery. Now, I want to read this because these verses are very often misinterpreted or pulled out of context. Jesus says, "You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery." I mean, that's very obvious. The Old Testament tells us that. One of the Ten Commandments. "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Oh my goodness, the ante has just been raised, hasn't it? "If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Now, there are people who will look at this, and many new Christians who will look at this and absolutely freak out. Now, does this mean that we should go and gouge out our eye and cut off our hand? I don't believe that Jesus is doing anything other than speaking in hyperbole here. He's talking about a spiritual issue so that we take the importance of the idea of lust and we take it seriously. Now, I don't think there's any of Jesus's disciples who did not lust. Because they were men and they had that struggle, as all men do with that temptation. And I think that if any of them had not lusted, then they wouldn't worry about this. But I don't read anywhere in the Gospels that say, and this isn't for men only, by the way, there's nowhere in the Gospels that says that Peter and James and John and the other 9 disciples were walking around with an eye patch on one eye and no hand on their right hand. So Jesus is saying this is serious, and we can talk about not committing adultery, and we shouldn't commit adultery, obviously, but that we have to take the importance of not allowing lust to control us, to make it right with God by asking forgiveness if that is something we give into, but that we understand that Jesus desires for us to be pure in the way that we look at others. So that's a tall order, but one that Jesus asks us to do. I read a book probably 18 or 19 years ago called Every Young Man's Battle. I went through it with our high school boys. And one of the concepts that it teaches is bouncing our eyes. When we come to something that's attractive, to bounce our eyes to the next thing, to look at something different and to train our eyes. Job himself said, "I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not sin." So he made a deal with his eyes that he would not look lustfully upon a woman. So let's pray today about sexual purity in this. Father, thank you for your teaching on what you desire of us. Thank you that we don't have to guess what you wanted us to do. But Jesus, you make it very clear that lust is a sin that is important to not dwell on or stay in. So Father, for those who are listening to this today, who in this moment feel guilt because in this world it's so easy to fall into that. It always has been, but now in the digital age, so easy to fall into that. Lord, I pray that for those struggling with that, who have a pornography addiction, Lord, that you would deliver them from that, but understanding they have a big decision to make to not allow that to control them. Lord, would you show them that there are ways to get through that struggle and that temptation, that there are boundaries that they can set, that there are people they can talk to. And Father, would you deliver them from that? Forgive us, Lord, when our eyes are not pure. And Father, would you point out to us those ways that maybe we are impure, that we don't even realize, or we've done so often that we don't realize that it's offensive to you. Father, you have created beauty, and for that we give you thanks, but may we treat your beauty in the way that you intended us to. God, walk with us today and help us to be sexually pure in every way. The things we watch on TV, the jokes that we allow ourselves to listen to, or what conversations we're part of. Lord, help us to be pure. And we give you this, our purity, because we know that that pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen.